Du Bois author and wilderness outfitter Tori Taylor has released a new book called On the Trail of the Mountain Shoshone Sheep Eaters, a high-altitude archaeological odyssey. The book is a gripping read about Taylor's personal role in the discoveries of how this prehistoric tribe thrived in Wyoming's highest elevations, and how Taylor experimented with a Mountain Shoshone lifestyle. He builds and uses their tools, and even eats their paleo diet. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards has more.
I was born in Colorado Springs at the foot of 14,110 feet Pike's Peak, and so where plains meet the mountains has always been in my blood and always where I've preferred to live. But when I was a young man and it came time for me to leave home, I really didn't know where I was going to go. I just knew I needed to go somewhere. And so I saddled my saddle horse and packed my pack horse and started north, pretty much through the mountains of Colorado along the Continental Divide and Wyoming. Was gotten away, and so I stumbled in here about 45 years ago and came home to a place I never had been before and found my new home. My heart has always been with horses and mountains, so I feel very lucky to have been able to make a career with my wife Meredith in the outfitting business.
In his many backcountry trips, Tori Taylor began finding numerous artifacts. Soapstone bowls, wiki-up lodges, grinding stones. And he knew scientists needed to know about these objects. So he contacted local anthropologists, and it wasn't long before they were using his guiding services to document what they learned, including the importance of bighorn sheep to the Mountain Shoshone. Taylor says they were once as common as elk are now, and the tribe used their meat and hides for everything.
I learned best by doing hands-on things. And so early on in my archaeology odyssey, I began trying to learn a lot of the ancient ways, the ancient skills on what's it like to make a projectile point out of a piece of obsidian. What's it like to tan a sheep hide and make clothing out of it? What's it like to make a ladle out of a ram's horn?
Taylor was present for the discovery of High Rise Village, over 60 lodge pads on a mountainside above timberline. It changed the way scientists thought about human habitation at high elevations. It wasn't just a few hunters who made the trip to the high country. The entire tribe spent long periods of time there. That revelation sparked Taylor's imagination.
Over in this area, I've built a display case, and in it I have put different stages of how to make a horn bow out of a ram's horn. I shot this bow hundreds and hundreds of times just practicing and playing with it, and it shoots very, very well. Questions arose more and more. Well, what exactly did they eat? We knew they were probably eat mountain sheep and other animals, but what kind of plants are available? And so more and more and more, we kept looking at the plant and food resources that were available at high altitudes in western Wyoming. So I thought, well, if it's good enough for them, I want to see if I can do it. So for a 6-month period, I just started on what I call a paleo diet. I ate nothing but wild animals and plants from western Wyoming. It's been very well documented in the literature as well as in the archaeology record of Mormon crickets being used as food. And so we gathered some of those. That's what these are. They are easy to catch. These were roasted slightly in elk marrow in a hot pan and sprinkled lightly with some Salt Lake salt. People may be a little squeamish about them now, but back in the old days, they were a common delicacy. I find them delicious. And here's another type of food that I prepared a lot. This is a replica soapstone bowl. It holds probably 2 quarts of liquid altogether. I carved it out of a soapstone or steatite cobble I found. And in it, I've made for you to sample a trout. It's got deer and elk marrow in this. It's got wild onions. It's got Salt Lake salt. And it's got biscuit root in here. I'm going to serve it to you using a ladle made out of a bighorn sheep horn. And we're cooking it over a wood fire. After I started eating wild foods only, almost within days, I noticed a tremendous change in my digestive system and in my body. I felt cleansed inside. I felt almost every day it seemed like I felt healthier. I had more stamina. We still make like the soup that we are sampling here, our fish and elk and biscuit root soup here. But it's hard for me to not eat American foods. I like pizza. I like beer. I like a little toddy of good scotch once in a while. I love my coffee in the morning. And so I'm not a purist, but I really miss feeling so good and so healthy and so energized as I did after months of a paleo diet.
Tori Taylor's sheep horn bow is now on display at the Du Bois Bighorn Sheep Center, and his book is available on Amazon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.